You know how some people can go to a thrift store or a garage sale and find the most amazing things? With garage sale and flea market season upon us, Katie Bennett has a few tips for tackling the East Hill Neighborhood Thrift Sale in Eau Claire.
How to win the East Hill Neighborhood Thrift Sale. Number one, remember, all the good stuff is gone by 10 a.m. Number two, wear comfortable shoes, for you do not live in the East Hill, and you may spend many hot hours searching for your car, just like Sir Henry Morton Stanley searching the Congo for Dr. Livingstone, except you are carrying someone else's crockpot. Number three, do not bring your toddler. Toddlers have sticky fingers. Number four, do not go only to the kid sales. Visit the sale of the old man with rusty things, for he is selling a Cookie Monster jar identical to the one of your childhood that your mother gave to your brother, who lives closer, even though you were the one who made cookies. Haggle the old man down from $3. You want your childhood back, damn it, but you don't want to overpay. Number five, bump into a friend and marvel at how big her new baby is, because he is huge, and also because her first child refused to eat, which caused no end of grief. Rejoice in the largeness of her second baby. Heft him. Ask what on earth she's been feeding him. And be happy for her, and also for yourself, because you do not have to carry him around on your hip. Recommend your chiropractor. Number six. Stop at the houses for sale. They don't want to relocate their grandmother's china to yet another house, for they know that this time they will not unbox it, but rather store it awkwardly for decades until after their own deaths, by which time the children will no longer remember their great-grandmother. So when they uncover the box of spidery china, they won't remember when, as infants, they chewed on the fancy spoons, nor when they were five and felt so proud finally sitting at the adult table until they spilled the cranberry sauce. The children will simply begrudge having to clean out the basement. To avoid future resentment, the china is sold now for far cheaper than it's worth. Number seven, overhear another man selling his house saying he is getting rid of everything. Browse through an unused page-a-day calendar of daily affirmations, a middle-aged woman's wardrobe, shoes, handbags, and costume jewelry, books on cognitive behavioral therapy, grief, and loss. Do not ask the man why he is moving. The answer is filled with enough sadness to drown you. Buy the cognitive behavior book because when you wake in the night, everything is dark and scary and so loud with worry. Number eight, ponder the house selling only one of the Harry Potter books, which is odd because it was the best of the seven, and if you're going to get rid of any of them, why Goblet of Fire? Number nine, realize that if he sees it, your husband will want to know why you bought a book on cognitive behavioral therapy and ask about your night thoughts, which aren't really a big deal, but they belong to you and the dark. Leave the book in a little free library. Number 10. Check back to the car carrying a cribbage board, crockpot, Cookie Monster, two flower pots, a beaded bracelet, and Goblet of Fire. Collapse into the hot seat and wonder where you are going to put all of this stuff.
Katie Bennett is a writer in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.